Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartong. On a post 4th of July holiday weekend, Alan, I hope you're doing well this morning.
We're all doing well. You know, there have been a series of storms in our area, in the Berkshires and here in Albany. And I have to say that one clap of lightning, thunder accompanying it, and the top of one of our really tall trees fell onto the land. Thank goodness nobody was under it. But this kind of violent weather can really cause havoc with people's lives, and you have to be very careful, everybody.
Well, let's turn to the news of the day. And this statement might shock some. President Obama has quietly promised Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren complete support if she runs for president, a stinging rebuke to his nemesis Hillary Clinton, this coming from the New York Post's Ed Klein.
Well, I don't know that she is his nemesis, number one, and I think that what you have is somebody saying that they heard from somebody else. That's always very dangerous, and then you add on to it the New York POST, and it gets even worse, because obviously the last thing in the world they want to see happen is Hillary Clinton run for president when she's way ahead in the polls and beating all of the opponents that are put up. There's a story yesterday that Mitt Romney is ahead in many of the polls, and people are saying that they'd rather have Mitt Romney than they would have had Obama. Maybe he would have been better. But that's post hoc, propter hoc, as Mario Cuomo used to say. And I have a feeling that if Romney runs again, the same result will happen, particularly because the demographics of Republicans versus Democrats are growing wider and wider, with women and Hispanics and everybody else going towards the Democrats and away from the Republicans. So we'll see. It's a tough job being president of the United States. I can tell you that much. I wouldn't want to be Obama.
Alan, college students claim voter ID laws discriminate based on age. They cite in their argument the 26th Amendment, which lowered the voting age to 18 from 21.
Well, look, we all know what this is all about. The harder that people can make it for people to vote, the more that you just understand that we're talking about the politics of this particular situation right now. We know that Republicans feel if you can keep younger people away from the polls, if you can make it harder to vote, that blacks, that Hispanics, and that young people have less of a chance of turning out every time you add some onerous possibility. And so that's why they do it. And now, in the same way that when young people came out during the civil rights fights of my generation, they're coming out again and saying, we know what you're up to, and we're not going to permit it. We're going to have poll watchers, and we're going to have people there, and it's going to be risky, as it was risky all of those years ago when we were talking about basic civil rights then and now. It's all the same thing.